incredible to speak with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Honestly, it really is a privilege. This film is wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Like this is an incredible journey. I know you say in the beginning of the film that it was anger and disappointment led you out, but can you talk about that? What went through your mind? Because this is not 500 Days in the Wild.
Yeah, no, I mean,
a couple of sequels with that title for this one.
We're hoping for a series later down the road. We have a lot of footage. Yes, well, you know, I like I said, at the beginning of the film, a lot of things. I mean, professionally, I've made films on Everest and the Arctic, so making a film on the longest trail in the world seemed like a good idea. But secondly, you know, my personal life had fallen apart, right? My marriage of 13 years had ended, my dog of 16 years had died, and I suddenly found the life that I was living was gone. And, you know, I really felt the need to check out, to check in. There was just so much anger in me and disappointment. And, you know, I don't have $120 an hour for therapy. So this seemed like a really good idea. Take the time out, get healthy, get strong, reconnect to myself and make a film, which I needed to do. So it kind of answered all those things. And then there's I used to do a lot of mountain bike riding in my 20s and a lot of hiking and canoeing and stuff. So I'm like, I got this, you know. What I forgot was, I just turned 50. And, you know, so by day 10, I had to face reality that, you know, that I hadn't gone in 10 days what I thought I could do in 3. So what am I going to, you know, is it all about the schedule? You know, is that why I'm out here? No, that's not why I'm out here. And so it was like, okay, time to get rid of the rabbit suit, put on the turtle shell, burn the schedule, and stop measuring the journey that way. I didn't know when I burned the schedule what that would mean in terms of how many years, but I just surrendered to it. I just surrendered to it. It's like, I will get up and I will go as far as I can today. And when it's time, because the light is getting at a certain place in the day, I will set up my tent and I have to deal with finding water. And I'm out here to shoot a film. So if I meet a moose or I meet a porcupine or I meet a frog, I'm going to stop. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to, you know, and so if that means I go 10K in a day, so be it. If I do 80K in a day, great. High five. But it just really didn't matter. Do you know what I mean? And once you reach halfway of your life, your priorities change. Like when I was young, it was all about how hard can I go and challenging myself. It's just that stuff isn't as important to me anymore. You know what I mean? It's just more about being there and doing it and one step at a time. And then, you know, it really was good therapy. I mean, when you step away, I like to say, like when you're in the cities and you're in your life, it's so easy to become like a mouse. All you look at is what's right in front of your face, man, because it's what you got to deal with. When you get out there, you get perspective. You can start looking at, after a while, you can start looking at the big picture, like the eagle, you know, see far ahead, see far behind, and it just changes everything. And I, you know, I encourage you, I don't encourage everybody to go and spend that kind of time out there, but just, you know, just getting out into nature, just the, and, you know, we are only one, like, what is it? Like less than 0.01% of all life on Earth are humans. And yet we become so preoccupied with ourselves. But you get back out there and you start, you know, you start reconnecting to all the other life, right? The butterflies, the dragonflies, because if that's all you see every day, you are very happy to see the dragonfly and the butterfly and hang out, man. And something happens inside you. You reconnect. And you know, whatever I reconnected to, I really believe is in all of us, because all of our ancestors come from here, right? We all come from nature. I mean, ultimately, the fact that you and I are sitting here, if we all have this collective amnesia about our past, really, but if we could trace our ancestors back, we all go back to the beginning of humanity. And that's where we're all, that's why they say we are one, because quite frankly, we really are, you know?
You know, and you address that in the film. You talk about the web of life.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so interesting. And actually, I was thrilled when actually the point of the film where you said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. It's not about the schedule. It's about the experience. Because yeah. I think that's so essential. But What did you learn about yourself from the web of life, you know, stepping into this? I know your scenes where you've just got a little bird sitting next to your or sitting on your helmet or the butterfly on your canoe, and there's this connection that you have as you're talking about.
Well, I feel like it's interesting because as the anger went away, which it does when you exercise,
Right.
right? Release the energy, when the anger went away, my resonance changed, right? My vibration, however, whatever you want to call it, changed. And as it did, the animals came in, because we used to have this capacity, I think, intuitively to read each other energetically that way. And I think we still do. If you're walking down a street, you might go, "Oh, getting a weird vibe, going across the street over here right now, doesn't feel safe." Animals have that, and it's, I think, a lot stronger in them. And so as I started to calm down and find my grace again and just be in the moment, not be in my head, because it's so easy. I'm guilty of that. I think we all are, just being up here, no matter where we are. We're not even in the moment. But when you're in nature, you're kind of doing something dangerous. Like at any time, something could go wrong that you can't control. So you're very much, because you're scared, have to be present. And that there's an incredibly powerful gift in that, right? Being present like all the time, because you need to be, because your life depends on it. And anyway, through that process, I think that is how some of the change happens. And you see this connection gets stronger and stronger. It starts with the small ones, and then it builds into the big animals as I go further into the journey. But they know, they know. They know if they need to be afraid of you, or they know if they can hang out and kind of be curious and look at you too and just hang out, and so I started to realize, wow, like, before the deer would be like a mile away or a half a mile away, and all of a sudden they're like right here, like with me, and they're not afraid. And so it made me, at that point, I started realizing, yeah, like anger pushes people away, but it also pushes everything away. Nobody wants to come to an angry person. So yeah, through time out there and everything, it definitely was very healing for me anyway. And I think just the fact that I met so many kind people, right? Like I said, in the beginning of the film, right? It's just like the whole world's full of psychopaths, but it's not. It's really not. In fact, it's totally the opposite. The psychopaths are just this very small little percentage, and 99% of the people out there are really kind people, and we've forgotten that. And I think COVID did that to us a little bit, not to me because I was out in the bush, but when I came back, I realized, wow, it's just like everybody was just 500 days in the wild here, because it's like everybody's been so isolated that there's this social awkwardness and there's fear and there's a lot of division between people. I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of about this film is that, there's no politics. It doesn't matter if you're conservative, liberal, or NDP. We don't even know, because it's irrelevant. What matters is not what makes us different, but what we share, what makes us the same out on the bush. So you meet people and you're like, the very fact that you're both out in nature on this trail right now, whether you're on your ATV and I'm on my hiking boots, we're both in a place that we've brought ourselves to, and that's more interesting to talk about. Hey, there's a cool waterfall coming up. Hey, I saw a moose over there. There's a really great place to set up your tent. You know what I mean? Connection. And that was profoundly healing for me. I met people and spent time with people like those hunters in Nova Scotia that I normally might not have, right? Because I'm just like, whoa. And I realized then just my own limitations. Like here I was afraid of the guys that were saving me, and they were so incredibly kind. I can hardly wait. I'm gonna get to see them in Halifax. They're so excited they're coming to the film. But just when we're in fear, everything that we experience is through that lens of fear, and that's what's breaking us apart right now, and it was good for me anyway, very healing for me just to remember that. Yeah, people are kind, and we can be very different, and we can still be very kind to each other and share a meal and hold each other's babies, and share a fire, share a story, share a beer.
It really is amazing to see all these people come alongside you throughout the process. You know, friends and strangers are just sort of supporting you along the way.
Yeah.
I was interested too in the idea of following or of paddling on and paddling with. You know, you talk about your relationship with the natural world in this way, and that's the difference, you think, between the urban world and the more rural communities. I might have that might that quote a little
Oh, I
bit.
think there's truth in what you're saying. I mean, in the film, for me, like I spent, you know, there's a reconciliation journey that happens in this film where I spend a lot of time because, you know, in Indigenous communities, and I go as a settler to listen and to learn, you know, and I learned a lot. You know, I think you could find this wisdom in old Celtic cultures and a lot of old cultures that are still very much connected to the earth in that way, which is the earth and the water as something that's sacred, and that what is sacred is what is essential for life for all of us, which is clean water and clean food and clean air, right? So I would say that the things that that saved me too, like on Lake Superior, and that's the scene where you know, there's a scene where I talk about the on versus the with idea. And by that point, I'd spent time in you know, in the Anishinaabe communities along Lake Superior, as well as the Mi'kmaq communities in New Brunswick. And they're very much with the earth in the way that they look at the world. And the more time I spent out there, the more that started happening to me. And I listened to the wisdom that they shared with me because I really felt it was essential. It helped me. When you're on something, it's like you against this thing. When you're with something, there is no adversity. Do you know what I mean? Then you're with it. And so when I was paddling Lake Superior, clearly I was terrified. I mean, this lake has like sunk 550 ships that are made of metal, and I'm in a 15-foot canoe by myself, right? Like it was a formidable kind of task to paddle that lake. And yet, you know, spending time in the Anishinaabe communities and being taught, you know, that like when you're on the water, just say, like, you know, your gratitude for the water, like the water is sacred. The water is sacred. When you're on the earth, say the water is earth is sacred. So whenever I was in a state of fear, which of course happened a lot, instead of feeding the fear, I would go into this mantra, right? I mean, you could sing a song or you can do anything. You could say a prayer. For me, because I was taught this on my journey, I said, you know, when I was on the water is sacred. The water is sacred. Like at that, when I'm paddling and I can't find shore, and all of a sudden I'm in the dark and I can't see anything, I'm terrified, but I know the panic will kill me. If I don't like calm the heck down, I am going to die. My panic will take me down. So getting into that mantra made me feel, instead of being afraid of it, I became with it, right? Like the water is sacred. The water is sacred. I stopped feeding my fear and I started feeding the connection. And that is, I mean, that's the biggest thing out there. It's really a psychological journey, right? It is about emotional regulation. And you know, you've got to be able to get yourself calm no matter what happens. You've got to ground out. And that was an important thing for me to learn, period. I mean, you know, anger is dysregulation. So clearly I needed to learn some more tools for emotional regulation before I left, and I gained them out there by listening to everybody. But you know, specifically to the on and with, a lot of that came, that was wisdom that I got listening and learning in the Indigenous communities that I stopped in.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, honestly, it's a stunning film.
Oh.
Just I know we're running out of time, Diane, but there was a short question that you asked at the beginning of the film, and now that you've completed your journey, I thought I would ask, with this, you know, stuff that you've brought with you, what's your bundle now?
Oh, that's really beautiful. My bundle is, I don't want to say the word hope, but just because it's triggers for some people, but it is that. It's, I spent 9 years making a film, and I did not want this, you know, story to be about fear or about conquering anything. I wanted it to be about connection, and I wanted people to walk away feeling better than they did when they walked in. And, you know, there's lots of medicine, but I would say my bundle is accepting my responsibility as a storyteller to do what I can to contribute to a more optimistic outlook for our future. Yeah.
I love that. I appreciate it. Honestly, thank you so much, Diane. I really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your journey with us. Have a great
day. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, man. You too. Thank you.